at this climate COP, we're seeing energy transition minerals squarely on the agenda. The UN Secretary General announced recommendations on how to minimize harm for this pivotal moment where we're seeing all this new mining happening around the world, much of it in close proximity to indigenous peoples, much of it in jurisdictions that have poor regulatory regimes. What the Secretary General recommended were a package of reforms, and including respect for indigenous rights, including a global fund to clean up the legacy of toxic abandoned mines, and much more that I think would do the world a lot of good if we're implemented. As we move towards COP30 in Brazil, we're asking the Secretary General to issue follow-up reports on progress. The panel's recommendations are out in the world now. We need them to be strengthened. There'll be a lot of industry pressure to weaken, as there always is, to weaken standards, to make it easier to access the minerals and easier to violate human rights, violate environmental protections in the process of accessing minerals, as we have seen with the, you know, centuries of toxic legacy of mining. I think we're also seeing the climate movement and member states of the United Nations take a real hard look at what the true just transition will mean. How do we make sure that this transition is actually clean and equitable and inclusive and does not further the history of colonialism that is associated with mining and mineral access, and ensures that environmental protections are met?